Why is it important to distinguish between generalizability and applicability as possible synonyms of external validity? What does it mean to say external validity is in the eye of the applier? Do you agree or disagree with the statement? Why or why not? All right. I like to separate these terms. Applicability is easier. Applicability asks whether a study can be applied to a particular combination of population setting and test stimulus. You have to know some stuff to decide if an article or if a study is applicable to a particular application. You got to know some stuff. You got to know something about that application. You have to know something about how the research is done. Generalizability is a much bigger, better thing. Generalizability is broad applicability, broad usefulness, broad application. And it requires a lot more knowledge. It requires that you not just know the study, but that you know how that research area evaluates external validity components. If I run 12-year-olds, have I learned about 6-year-olds and 18-year-olds? You have to know what the research area feels and thinks and evaluates about that. What does it mean to say external validity is in the eye of the applier? What we're saying here is that the person who's doing the applying is in the best position to evaluate the external validity of that study for their purposes. Now, when I say, do you agree with this statement, why or why not, that's a real question. There will be times in this class where there is a proper mathematical answer. And when I ask you for your opinion, you better give me back the proper mathematical answer. There will be times when there is great and strong consensus among us. And I will expect you to give back that great and broad consensus. But there are times where we fight amongst ourselves. And I really want you to express your opinion and support it. And this is one of those. People who like this statement say, you know what? You know your setting. You can read the article, you can decide if they match. You know your population, you can read the subjects or the, what it's called, participants part of the method section, and you can decide if it applies. People who don't like this say, but that's not the whole story. The rest of the story is, if it's not an exact match, is it close enough? And that requires a deep knowledge of the research area that most appliers don't have. When a person's running a company, they're trying to decide which of two things to use, and they go pull a research article off the shelf, can they really evaluate that well enough to know whether or not to apply that particular procedure? People who don't like this say that the applier has to be in cahoots with someone who actually understands the research. So the yes-no distinction is based on how much shit you got to bring to the table. Is it enough to know what you want to do, or do you have to know the way everybody else does their stuff too? And I'd like you to form an opinion.